Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
So we should just talk really slowly today because...
Oh, there's plenty to talk about. We don't have to talk
really.
About. We can make things up. We put some stuff on the back burner that we were going to argue about that we can argue about today.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want? Let's just start with the Red Wings first, though. We got to start with the Red Wings.
Nothing to argue about there.
That's like the one thing that is kind of a big deal that's going on right now.
They won.
They won.
Is it? I haven't looked at statistics, but have they won like almost every game that Larkin scored in? I feel like when Larkin scores, they win.
I don't think so.
No?
Because he's been scoring pretty regular.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
And they went through that slump, you know what I
mean? Yeah.
Well, Mantha
they're
also
over 500.
Scored.
They're over 500 now.
Yes, barely, just by a tick,
yeah.
But we'll take it. I'm assuming they're still sitting below the bubble.
But it's funny, there really isn't a bubble. I mean, in the Atlantic, Ottawa's at 29, Tampa Bay 27, Boston 25, and then Toronto, Florida, Detroit, all at 24. I mean, they're 5 points out of second place. It's not like it's dire. It's early in the year.
What's
they're not in
where's
last.
Florida at? Because that's who they play Thursday.
24. They're both tied. They're both 11, 10, and 2.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's going to be a good one Thursday. Mantha scored last night. He scored actually the go-ahead goal. And Dylan Larkin obviously also scored. We talked about that. But I would say if I were to boil this game down to two things, power play, special teams, and Peter Mrazek, who also played incredibly well last night. 34 shots stopped for the Red Wings, who are now 3-0-1 in their last four games. Best stretch in more than a month, buddy. We got
there you
a
go.
Big playoff streak on the line here this
so
year.
So if you want to talk playoff streaks right now, okay, they are
here we
one...
Go.
No, this is the Red Wings.
Oh.
1 point out of the last playoff spot right
I
now.
Swear to God, I thought you were going to say something about the Packers. I really did. I thought you were. Or something negative about the Lions, but... Okay, I'm with
That's
you on
later
that.
In the show.
let's see. There have been... progress has been made in the MLB talks, by the way. I mean, it's kind of not even dramatic at all.
No. It's early. You just can't say...
Progress has been made in labor talks as Major League Baseball and its players union are meeting Tuesday again... Or meeting again after Tuesday's meetings... to discuss a new collective bargaining agreement.
And at the same time, the Cubs bring in another bat. John Jay, 1 year, $8 million contract. He's 31. And
what
he's
position
a career
does John Jay play?
Outfielder.
Interesting.
A career .287 hitter. That's pretty good for a career. On-base percentage of .352
for
in his
not
career.
A, I mean, he's not a huge name. He's
right.
Not like a superstar. He's a star,
yeah.
For sure. He's recognized as a... A very, very good player in the league, but not a superstar.
Yeah, I mean, he played for the Padres last year and
that's
had a 291.
A sleeper, actually. 287 lifetime?
Yeah, 291 last year and played most of his career with the Cardinals. I remember that because he used to beat the Brewers. They still beat the Brewers. I think they beat the Brewers yesterday, even though it's not baseball season.
And just to be clear about this collective bargaining agreement, the current agreement expires Thursday. So, Dallas, winter meetings coming up.
And the Mets are trading Granderson.
Let's see. What else did I see today? We talked about Cespedes yesterday. He'll be back with the Mets, so he's off the table. I mean, there really isn't a whole lot to talk about.
Not in baseball, no.
What would you like to talk about then?
Well, that's going to be safe. Well, we got to talk a little bit of football news, and I thought we were going to save that for the second half.
Well, do you
and we're going to talk about the college football playoff standings.
Actually, that is really interesting.
Because
now that you mention it.
What I heard today, don't count Michigan out.
No, I agree. That's going to take a minor miracle. It's going to take a loss.
It's going to take...
By probably Washington or Clemson are the only two possibilities. Because I don't think Alabama's going to lose.
But
they come in at five. Do you agree with them being at five?
They come in at five, but they still have the two teams in the Big Ten championship game underneath them. So whoever wins that game, are they going to leapfrog Michigan or are they not? If it's a blowout, maybe. If it's a tight game, I don't know.
I think the type of games that each of these teams have, there's a lot at play here.
I'll tell you what, though.
But it's even more... Okay,
you tell me. Colorado beats Washington, okay? Just say that happens. Michigan will have beat Colorado, Wisconsin, and Penn State. All three teams with two losses. Those guys, they haven't beat anyone like that.
No, you're right.
Michigan has beat all three of those teams, and they all have two losses. Who would you take? If you want, I mean, look how Michigan played Ohio State. Look how they played Ohio State. Who would you take out of those teams? I mean, Michigan blew out.
I'll tell you who I would take. I would take all top eight freaking teams and make a playoff is what I would do.
That's exactly what they should
do. Here's the other side of this argument, though. If there was eight teams in this playoff, let's just say hypothetically, that game that we watched on Saturday would not have had as much significance.
You are correct.
That's what made that game so incredible.
And then what happens? This is what happens. Oh, number nine should have got in.
I know.
I mean, you're
going to
hear that.
On the other hand, the further you get down the line, number one, it creates more drama, so I would take it. Even though it would take away from last Saturday's game, I would still want an eight-game playoff. Because let's be honest.
Eight
teams. We're looking for the best team in the country. And you have to give consideration to a significant sampling to make that determination. Right now, as much as I don't want to say it, Ohio State or the University of Michigan could be the number one team in the country.
They would have to beat Alabama.
That's the point.
Exactly. You won't know unless they play each other.
That's right.
But I'm a big, big Colorado fan this weekend. And I'm a big Virginia Tech fan this weekend.
Yes.
Because I want that to happen.
That's
just
right. The Virginia Tech is the Hokies,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. I want that to happen just so
more drama.
There'll be so much argument.
More drama.
Great. It'll be like,
look, this is the easiest thing I could tell you. I don't even remember who said it. I don't remember the journalist, but I think they were actually an actual player at one time too. Here's the point. You ready? I'm going to boil it down for you. More football, more better.
More revenue for the TV networks.
Yeah, who cares about them?
Yeah, well, I'm just
more football, more better. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. It's the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breasts, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breasts, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Doghouse.
Trivia night tonight. Trivia night tonight at the Doghouse in downtown Marquette. And yours truly will be there picking and singing Thursday night.
That's tomorrow.
That would be tomorrow, yes.
What time do you do that?
Why, you're not going to be there anyway.
What time do you do that?
8 to 11.
So you're going to have to watch the game while you...
I do it every Thursday.
Yeah. Whether at least there's a good one this week.
Yeah.
And I'm just hinting right now that being a Packer fan, I'm not happy with how I'm thinking because I think the Vikings are going to upset the Cowboys tomorrow night.
What? Really?
I think the Vikings.
Are you making your pick right now?
I am not. I got to think. I got to sleep on that one.
I thought I had you there.
They're trying to create a place where you go and you don't win. With this new stadium. And I keep thinking that. I'm like, this is going to happen. They are going to upset the Cowboys.
Lions won.
I mean,
the same.
Dak Prescott's going to... Lions won there. Because they're
just
so
saying.
Good. All right, wait a minute. The Lions won there? Never mind. I'm picking the Cowboys.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
What else?
So
what else
Chip
you got?
Kelly. Chip Kelly.
Don't even start. This
Come
is ridiculous.
On.
He's not going back to Oregon.
Oregon has fired their head coach, Mark Helfrich. And they have an opening, and Chip Kelly said he has no plans to go back.
Of course he's going to say that, but the point is don't even talk about it.
If they offer enough
What's the
money.
Point? I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the part of sports media that irritates me, because they do this all the time. What do they expect him to say right now? Yeah, I'd think about it. Oh, yeah, it'd be really great for his current situation to say something like that. It's just dumb.
Okay, and then Clay Matthews is blaming a cheap shot for his injury.
Oh, I did not see that. Yes. Really? What do you think? Let me hear it.
A blindside block. It was a blindside block. Did you remember the play? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I didn't think it was illegal.
He said, I don't know. They didn't throw a flag. Probably because I'm not a quarterback.
Unless you're...
Do you think a blindside shot like that should be legal, though? I mean, we have so many dumb rules
in the
NFL.
If you get hit in the back, period, it's illegal.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't have your head turned to the right and somebody hits you legally on your left side.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm going to have to review the tape, and I'll get back to you on that.
You got anything else? I mean, we are grasping at straws here. No?
Yeah, I think I'm going to pick the Cowboys tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Big Boy Sports recap.
Only because the Lions won in Minnesota. I guess it's not that hard to win there.
Shut up. Go have fun with your wife. I'll talk to you on your string and tin can tomorrow.
I will. Okay.
Big Boy Sports recap. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. The Outdoor Show.
Whole lot of nothing.